Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, October 17, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. Well, kind of an uneventful week for me, Ed. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying the fall weather that's rolled in. That's nice, and got to do some hiking in the last of the summer weather last weekend, and that was nice. Just beautiful out there, beautiful in the mountains when I head back out and see some leaves. So just enjoying life, and life hopefully getting back to normal, Lord willing. Business has been good. We're very busy at CHI Memorial, and it feels like, I mean, we're still being careful. Mm-hmm. We are. We're being cautious, but it's business as usual for us, and we're going to start that the hospital in November. We haven't talked about that in a while, but just to remind everybody, we should start the new CHI Memorial Georgia in November and break ground then, barring some catastrophe financially or another lockdown or something like that. So I'm excited about that. I think people should be excited. Be great for North Georgia. But otherwise, just a great and uneventful work week. How about you?
I would never use the word uneventful in my life for some reason. A part of it is certainly self-motivated. I did get another tattoo on Monday, and I have this universal rule that you have to have an even number of tattoos. It just has to be.
Was it a Joe Biden tattoo, sir?
No comment. No, it actually has to do with an old Sanskrit symbol for breath. The thing that we do when we first enter this life and the very last thing before we leave is take a breath. And I will publicly say I'm thinking this will be my last tattoo. I've got 18, and yes, it is not the healthiest thing. I'm not going to sit here and deny it. I have chosen a tattoo artist. Jeremy Stoker is his name, and he uses inks that are vegan one. That I don't know if that's a big deal, but they are the best quality inks there are, with the least amount of toxicity in the tattoo. We all have our vices. I've got a couple. If we don't have a vice, I don't think we're going to be probably human. So it's all about balance. Again, you know, we balance things with our good habits, and then we do a few that maybe are not the best. So,
well, yeah, that's okay. We've said before, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, and life is about, a big part of it is about saying yes and going into a journey of unknowns. And I went down Wednesday, and again, you and I'd have to do this, but a friend of mine said last week, I want to try the cryo, the minus 160 degrees.
Yeah, I saw you in that.
And so this guy goes down there with me. I love him to death, a good friend, Phil, and he's my IT fella. And we go down there, and he's built a little different than I am. He's kind of a bear. Looks good, but he's probably weighs 40, 50 pounds more than I. And so we both go into this big chamber, which I've been in many, many times. I absolutely despise the pain of this kind of cold. So we go in there, and we stay, I think, 3 minutes or three and a half. It's one of those two.
What's the temperature again?
Minus 160.
And you had big mitts on your hands,
had,
I think.
Had mitts, and the thing is, I'm sitting there, and within 45 seconds, I swear if I'd had false teeth, my shivering was so intense, I would have slung them out of my mouth. And I could not control it. Well, Phil, it was uncomfortable for him, but he had no shivering. Of course, I'm a skinny little runt, too. That probably makes a big difference. But it always, you know what? I've talked about my hip. I've got this chronic kind of bursitis thing going on. It goes up. It goes down. It doesn't stay the same. I walked out of cryo, and I swear I could have ran. I had zero discomfort. It is so anti-inflammatory, and it's North Spring is where I went downtown. And I just encourage people to consider it. It is a true therapy. And Wim Hof, who is called the Iceman, he's one of my heroes. He's about my age, and he does all this cold water stuff.
I was just thinking about that.
But he has really been subject to scientific testing on this cryo and cold temperatures, and they've actually injected him with flu, with an active flu, not the vaccine, the active flu, to see if he could modulate his immune system or activate it in ways. And he actually did. And he did it through cold water treatments and other things, and he didn't have any symptoms. And yet he showed he had the flu, but he had no symptoms because he controlled his immune system. This stuff's powerful, people. We have so many things in a toolbox that most people are not aware of.
And I don't think he's quite normal either, like an elite athlete. No, we can't all do that one.
Uh-uh. But he has taken people who've had terrible diseases, especially autoimmune, and struggling, and had them climb Mount Kilimanjaro in 12 weeks. And there's people who train for years that can't do it. So he's got an unusual method. Wim Hof, W-I-M.
Where is he located?
He comes from Poland, but I don't know where he lives. But you can pay big money and go stay with him and train. That's probably beyond me at this point. But it would be interesting. I'd love to meet him someday anyway.
Yeah, I've done ice water swimming before, and I didn't like it. I don't want to do it again. I would if I had to, but wow, that will take your breath away.
Yeah, take your breath away. But again, when it does lower cortisol, this cold water dipping, and what that is of course the stress hormone that most of us have too much of. I always sleep phenomenal the night of a cryo, so I'm going back next Wednesday. And give it one more try and see if I can make kind of a regular habit of it.
Okay, wear your mittens. No frostbite, Ed.
Yeah. I had to cover that tattoo up too because I had just gotten it done. We weren't sure how that was going to affect the tattoo, but all is good.
Well, still, one day you and I are going to do that, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to say before I forget it, you know, I formulated the Zunta bar years ago. It is a food bar, meal bar, protein bar, whatever you want to call it. Well, we had to reformulate. We didn't have to. I chose to reformulate, which has taken endless amounts of months. It will be back in the store in hopefully the next 15 days. I have tested this on 10 people who I felt most were skeptics who would not like the bar, and they said it's the best bar they've ever eaten.
And I do need to come and try those because I love the old ones. They're fantastic. Best bar I've ever had, really.
Thank you.
Now, one thing I'm having trouble finding, Ed, is Focus R. It's a product I've been on your website. You're out, or you were out. Where can people find that? A lot of patients were doing that. I was. Mm-hmm. And a great product. What's the other one they make for anxiety? It's like Anxiety or something.
Yeah, Anxiocalm.
Anxiocalm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't keep these names straight sometimes. But, you know, I've even bought that for some of my relatives. So, but I'm having trouble finding, and a lot of patients are looking for it as well, that Focus-R.
The company that makes that is so ethical that if they cannot source the very best of any ingredient, they simply won't produce it, and that's what's happened. We've got several products that are waiting for, and who knows if the ship's out there in the sea or part of it. I don't know, but there's shortages all around.
Well, I've been wondering, and patients are asking me. I didn't know, so I wanted to ask you, but it is a fantastic product. It's amazing how many people get the mid-afternoon brain fog.
Oh, it is a common
complaint to me.
Well, I'm pulling out of my pocket. You can't see on the radio. This is my Anxiocalm. I carry it with me for anxiety. It will take the edge off nicely in about 45 minutes without any side effects. Anxiocalm. Recommended it to a lady this week who was suffering terribly, and she was like, I cannot believe how much better I'm functioning.
Well, one day I'll have to try that. I keep the rescue remedy with me.
Hey, I'm going to cut a few of these out of this packet and give it to you before we leave. I just think it's one of the miracle products.
I mean, who doesn't have stress in their life? Name one person. I don't know anybody.
The people who are in the funeral home.
Okay.
Those they don't have any stress today.
there you go. Okay, so that would be everyone then that's alive and walking around, especially in this world we're in right now.
That's right. But
you don't have to live like that, not in fear.
You don't have to live like that. It's exactly right, Dr. Ryan. We have so much effects on our own behavior, our thinking, our attitudes, and we have to be our best advocate because the world is not a friendly place, and not everybody, even in our inner circle, can fix us. We can't get fixed outside of us that much. So thank you for saying that.
Well, I've had to unplug a lot from the news. I watch a little bit. I want to know what's going on, especially sports and weather. But, you know, it was last year, and I think I've said this here, it looked awful on the TV. I mean, riots everywhere, burning and looting. I looked out my front door. Well, it looked fine. Uh-huh. I saw my neighbors, people happy, going shopping. Life looked normal. So I turned the TV off and just went back to living.
There you go.
I and it worked
that.
A lot better.
Doesn't it, though? And, you know, the TV, and bad news is addictive. It just is. It's kind of like bad food. Look, how many people are addicted to broccoli? I don't know anybody addicted to broccoli. How many people are addicted to biscuits and sugar and Cokes? Well, that's because those unhealthy things tend to grab us more and hold us more. And that's the same with bad news. And if there's any one thing I have done that helped to stabilize my mental state, it is 97% I'm off the news. I never click on it on my phone. I see headlines, and I see just enough to know what's going on and the few trusted people who kind of inform me, like yourself.
Well, and I do watch, you know, the left and the right side. I want to know what's going on and what people think. I really do. So I tried to do that and figure out what the truth is. But if you ever want to laugh, I said it last week, watch the monologue of Tucker Carlson. Just take 5 minutes a day or every other day and watch that, and you will laugh so hard.
Oh, really?
He does a great job, right?
Wonderful. Well, we're going to talk, you know, of course, about some of the pandemic issues and things in the next couple segments. And I want to, I know the link that I think you sent me on Joe Rogan talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Sanjay.
Yeah, Sanjay Gupta and Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan interviews Sanjay. It's actually a really good interview, mm-hmm. and he asked some poignant questions.
He did. He did. I really enjoyed it.
And Sanjay wasn't bad either. He wasn't argumentative or too defensive. I was proud of him.
I was too.
And he answered honestly.
He handled it very well. And of course, he can't answer all questions to the level that Rogan wanted because he's being paid by a company.
All right. He can't badmouth CNN when he works for him. Ted Turner wouldn't go for that.
No. You think that I'm going to have one of my employees come in here and badmouth me in the store and then expect it to work afterwards?
Yeah, no. He balanced it very well.
But he did. I give him a lot of credit. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about the new numbers and trends on the pandemic and that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and...
Let me throw something out. I forgot to say, go McCauley. They won again. So way to go, Big Blue. You know, my youngest cheers
roll,
for them.
They?
Oh, yeah, undefeated right now. So once again... They're so good this year.
I saw that video a week ago of the such a professionally done video before the game or whatever.
You're talking about the hype video.
Yes.
Where my daughter's in it and all the players. They did such a professional job on that.
I was so impressed.
And people want to see it. I think it's Macaulay hype video. It's on YouTube. But
yeah.
Well done. Looks professional, doesn't it?
I cannot imagine what that would cost for me to produce something of that level. In fact, we have a on our website, if you click on nutritionw.com, there'll be a little video that pops up. That video cost me $10,000 just for that video. That's what it takes, though, to have the kind of quality that you need.
Well, I'll tell you another funny one, by the way, and being a Georgia Bulldog fan, I hate it for our Alabama listeners. Please don't be mad at me. But my son sends me a lot of funny things. He sends me funny things that are negative on Georgia. But sometime get on YouTube, Ed, and I think you just have to type in Alabama in the back of an ambulance. Just do that, and you'll laugh for about 5 minutes.
Really?
And I'm sorry, Alabama fans, I'm so sorry. But I did have a child go to A&M, so I have to root for the Aggies.
I do want to do a little bragging before we get too much rolling for Best of the Best. Nutrition World did get three categories, one
awesome.
Of which, again, is e-commerce, which is pretty dang special because we've actually only been heavy-duty mail order for about 2 years. And luckily, we had good timing in my favor before all the stuff happened in life. And that helped save us, save clients, save customers, because we were able to service their needs.
Well, the website's well laid out, easy to use.
Thank you. And it's doing better and better. We actually set total records last month thanks to my amazing staff and all the backup people that help us to do that.
Still having high numbers in the store?
We are. October's an odd month always, one of which is because of football. Football really takes a toll on us on Saturdays. If it's day games, which has had been the case in the past few, and then we have fall break, which was this past week, that tends to, but we're still rocking and rolling. We're still way above anything we've ever done before.
Awesome.
And we're getting more and more people interested in taking care of themselves. The blessing of COVID is that it has opened the eyes of many, many individuals. If the powers to be could just partner with the common sense of, okay, you want to do a vaccine, let's do a vaccine, but let's also lose weight, let's also supplement with vitamin D. The thing about vitamin D is it's one of those examples again of censorship. You now, the media will not promote the value of vitamin D for the prevention of death, because that's what happens. The dark-skinned people died about 2.7 times higher risk than non-dark-skinned people. And the only one significant difference is vitamin D levels, because the skin can't convert it, so they're much lower. That what happens is you get an infection, and then you start spiraling where the other person didn't spiral. They just had a lousy week. So we give away free vitamin D to school teachers, firemen, policemen, and healthcare workers. And that's how convinced we are. We've been doing that over a year now. And we don't give much away anymore, because the media will not even mention it.
And that's incredible. Now, Joe Rogan, I think he did. He talked about healthy lifestyle, exercise, vitamin D. Way to go, Joe. I'm surprised, though, Ed, pleasantly, for all the new patients, we're getting so many new patients in the office. I would say 85 to 90% when I start saying you should be on vitamin D and zinc, they're already on it.
Good.
So they're already doing it. So the word is out. But you do need levels 50 to 70 nanograms per ml. So a lot of, let's just say, providers out there will just say, oh, yours is 30.5. You're fine. It's normal. Yeah, technically it's in the normal range, but make sure and push yours up a little higher. And so we see that a lot when we're testing, but still a lot of low. I mean, we're seeing levels like 15 with a lot of new patients coming in. So anyway, get your vitamin D levels checked. You can do that with your provider. Go to CHI if you don't have one, or Ed and Nutrition World do labs when?
We do it every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month. And I am so invested in the vitamin D connection to health, because it not only helps prevent immune system dysfunction, you know, all the studies are pointing strongly to lowering of cancer rates, depression, bone fractures, blank, blank, blank. And again, Dr. Green's right. Normal reference ranges are not optimal. We have to keep in mind we have normal and we have optimal. So let's choose optimal. Do you want to have a normal lifespan or an optimal lifespan? Of course, we want optimal. And vitamin D, you need to test. I have to do 14,000 units per day to be at 52 nanograms. Well, guess what? There's not many people who eat quite as well as I do or supplement as much, and I'm still having to do fairly high doses.
Say that number again.
I have to do 14,000 units
every day
to get to 52 nanograms.
That's crazy.
And it's crazy because you would think that I wouldn't need to do that. I get sun. I eat very healthy. And if I only took what was on a bottle of low dose D, I would never even make a dent in what I need. So I encourage people to get tested. But on the other side, there's plenty of people who would do 14,000 and would get too much vitamin D. That's why we need to be tested. And it's either $35 or $45 at our lab. You just walk in on Tuesday, no appointments for any blood work, but especially the vitamin D blood work. It's downstairs, and you just pull in, do it, and leave. And a lot of guys are getting testosterone checked just to see where they are on testosterone.
And remember, people, if you get your testosterone checked, men do it in the morning.
Because
that's your optimal time to check, and it's also repeatable, and that's what we need as providers to diagnose it. So we need two, preferably in a row, and needs to be below 250.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Not everybody goes by that. I know some of the low T clinics, I've heard people go in, it'll be 480, and they'll go, well, it must be low for you. I've heard patients say that. I'm like, no. Yours was normal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you got to remember, people, if you take testosterone, it can increase the risk of heart attack and stroke, mm-hmm. blood clots, prostate cancer. I mean, it's not all roses. It can make you feel better, but you have to weigh the benefits and the risks.
As every conversation with health falls back to risk against benefit. In fact, there was and I know this is extremely controversial, but there's a guy named Dr. Greger. He has a website called nutritionfacts.org. I cannot say that I completely agree with him. He's very, very invested in critical analysis of research data for every subject that he brings up, which I love. I love the fact that he does, but he does tend to skew it, as we all will, to our own personal belief system. He is a very, very strong proponent of being a vegan. And he thinks one bite of steak and you're going to shorten your life by 5 years, which is not true. It's a bunch of you know what. However, when he looks at medical studies on everything from statins to whether you should eat apricot kernels. In fact, he did one yesterday on a food that supposedly, does coconut water actually extend the lifespan or actually act as an antidepressant? And it was pretty cool because he actually shows enough evidence where you can make up your own mind. But the thing, that one that popped up the day before yesterday that I posted on Vital Health Radio Facebook, is on mammograms. And, you know, like he said on there, the belief is by women in this country that if you do mammograms, you'll cut your risk of breast cancer by half. Well, the true numbers are, without screening, 5 in 1,000 women will die of breast cancer. With screening, 4 in 1,000. And this was based on 10 randomized trials. And it was eye-opening. I've seen this so many times, it's not shocking to me. But when you really read the nitty-gritty of this research, and I'm not talking one study, I'm talking so many studies, that it makes you question. And there's nothing wrong with questioning. And I'm glad we're, you and I, Dr. Green, are not in a world where we believe in censorship, because that's not how you get to conclusions. But I want people to, who are interested, go to Facebook, Vital Health Radio, and watch his video. It's only 4 minutes long on this mammogram issue.
But I would say you're probably not telling ladies not to get a mammogram.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. And no more than I'm. And I'm not trying to cover my butt. I'm not saying don't get a vaccine either. I know that there are people who with risk factors who perhaps will survive because they did a vaccine.
What people need to remember, though, about mammograms or any other type of radiologic procedure, it's highly dependent on so many variables. Who's reading it? How good are they? What equipment? How new is it? Is it the top equipment, the newest thing? You know, there's just so many variables there. And people aren't perfect, and neither are tests. They're just not. And people need to remember, a lot of people don't like that some of medicine is subjective. There is an art to radiology, to the individual radiologist reading it, and there are different skill levels. There just are.
I like the fact that you said there's an art, because I think a whole lot of health medicine Natural healing is an art as much as a science. We would like to think we had a, could have an instruction book like we would for our automobile, but it isn't that clear cut.
And no, it's not mathematics.
It's not. And that's where you, I really know you shine, because you balance science, you balance knowledge, you balance your training, but you also have an art to intuition, intuitional healing, where you can sense something that no x-ray can show, and then you address it from that point. I hear, you know, regularly people who come in to comment about you, Dr. Green, and the fact that you're such a great listener and you have such a wonderful heart for people. And that's part of healing, is having the heart for people.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that.
I am going to be giving a speech, I think, first week of November at the Vascular Institute. It is a professional training group for continuing education for physicians and nurse practitioners and a few other people. And it's going to be on statin drugs, actually. Dr. Green, it's going to be.
And is it during the day or at night?
I think I'm speaking about 8:30 that morning. This is not open to the public, but I'm always honored to. And you and I've spoke together at it for 2 years, and I'm always honored to be asked. Of course, I am kind of throwing a little different opinion than the group who's going to be there, but that's what they want. They want,
that's exactly.
Again, we're not. You and I totally believe in honest, open debate, even if we have differences. That's how you reach new conclusions, and you get people to think, perhaps, if they're ready to think differently about something.
You know, and Dr. Lassar does a great job with that, and I'm thankful that both, you know, Chris and Tracy Lassar asked me to speak, but I had other obligations, so I can't this year, but maybe next year.
Yep. Did we speak last year, or was that the year before?
No, they. I think they called that off last year.
You're right.
And then, yeah, we did the 2 years prior to that.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. On the next segment, I want to talk about this podcast that I did. It was quite interesting, and I'm not going to go in details till we do it on the third segment, but the name of it, her name is Sarah Greenfield. She's a registered dietitian, and I don't recall where she lived. We did it at a distance, but she did a wonderful podcast. But before I tell you the name of this podcast, Dr. Green, I want to say on the holisticnavigator.com, I have about 102 podcasts now. One of the most popular podcasts that I've done out of 100 is on constipation. Well, this lady is going to maybe be my second most popular, because the name of it is How to Have the Perfect Poop. And she's a very skilled registered dietitian and very open, because she was so frustrated in traditional work that she went out and she's just embraced a whole new category of education to help people. And I'm going to kind of summarize a little bit of what she said, but it is eye-opening, because a lot of women, and you know this, I know you hear the stories, you know, people are suffering sometimes with slow elimination, and it makes them not feel as well. It's not as healthy.
And one of the most common things we hear, again,
really?
That and fatigue.
Yeah, that and fatigue. And this lady is just wonderful of how she addressed it, especially for women.
Well, you know, we used to talk about bowel health and normal flora a lot, say 3.5 years ago. We rarely do anymore.
Huh.
Not that I'm complaining. Talking about poop is not my favorite thing, but, you know, it's still important.
It's vitally important. All right, my friend, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to dig into some of the virus information pandemic, and with some optimism. It's certainly not a negative thing. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com. You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, Dr. Green, I'm a self-appointed guinea pig for, I guess I'll even say, nuttiness in regard to health. You know, I spoke about my ring here that I have on, the Oura ring, O-U-R-A. I ordered it. We don't sell them. It's one of the best things I've ever used to help manage my sleep, my insomnia. But they had a thing that came out this past 2 weeks. I did not realize this. First off, they said it's 98% as accurate as medical equipment to analyze levels of your body's functioning. And it says it can predict the start of a period of a woman very accurately. It can predict if you're getting sick because it's measuring heart rate variability, temperature, pulse rate, REM sleep, deep sleep, all these different categories. And I'm just blown away by its technology. And I would encourage it for people who want to self-monitor. And then secondly, I did order this week. There's a great website that I have to pay for. It's pretty expensive, called consumerlabs.com. And they have such a copyright protection that I can't even share one page of anything that I read. They will not allow you to copy nor paste nor do anything. I've never seen anything like this site. But I learned so much about it because they test nutritional supplements. They test drugs. They talk about COVID. And they were speaking about how do we know or how could we know if a room is more risky or less risky regarding viruses. Well, they said if you can test the carbon dioxide in a room, it really pointed to some very strong tendencies that if we can monitor that in a certain way and change it for the better, the risk of COVID goes down by 50%. So what I did was I ordered this $140 machine, and this machine is connected to my phone, and it will monitor, I don't know if it's in an hour or 2 hours, but in a period of time will monitor every component of air from radon to pollen to all contaminants, pollutants, some of these plastics that float around. I was thrilled because indoor pollution in our homes is probably worse than most any time we go outside. Unless we're in the middle of a major city or something. And I can't wait to get this because I'm going to let people borrow it. I want people to know, especially if you're walking around with years and years of chronic airborne stuff and sinuses and this and that. Well, maybe it's some indoor pollution. I don't know. But I think that it's a valuable piece of equipment, and hopefully it will be as valuable to me as this Oura ring is. But I will let you know.
Well, that's a concept I had never thought about, so I'll have to ponder that for a few days.
Yeah,
I'm also thinking everybody's locked themselves inside those houses for the last 18 months.
Isn't that the truth? And
it's unsafe to go out. Don't go in the park.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't get fresh air and get around, you know, nature. That's dangerous. Let's shut down the national parks. That one made sense.
Oh, didn't it, though? Is River Park still partially closed for vaccinations on the other end? Do you know?
I haven't seen anything shut down.
Okay.
I mean, this weekend they've been having, you know, the car races and all that kind of thing.
Oh,
but
okay.
In general, no, it's been, everything's wide open.
Okay. Well, and real quickly, I'm not going to take too much time on this, but some of the a little bit of updates. At, you know, Israel, which has the highest percentage of vaccinations of any country of the world, one of these, one of many of these studies that in there was a group of people who had become sick with COVID, and when they looked at the real numbers, 238 out of 248 had been vaccinated. That means 97% had vaccinations. Those were the sick people. And, you know, 10 months of this heavy vaccination, if you're open to honest debate, is casting more doubt on the absolute protection from it. Again, there are benefits to it, but it's not like the billboards say. They imply 100% effectiveness and 100% safety. It's not true. Simply not true.
Well, hardly anything is. I can't think of anything.
No, strawberries are not, because there's people who are going to die, and especially peanuts. Just today, there'll be numbers of people who will pass away from that. And in another Israel study, 2.5 million, looking at 2.5 million vaccinated people, you have seven times more likely to get an infection from some of the variants that are coming, opposed to if you have natural immunity. Natural immunity is buying people a far heavier level of protection. And what gets me is that they're not allowing people to use natural immunity blood testing as a passport.
No, hardly anybody does. But, you know, the Cleveland Clinic proved that natural immunity is far superior to artificial immunity. There's nothing wrong with getting vaccinated. To me, I'm a proponent of vaccination. Mm-hmm. You know, but I can't also promise you, I saw Dr. Fauci get on there and say that he could assure everybody there's no long-term risk. Well, how do you know that? How can you predict? Teach me how to predict 5 and 10 years out. I don't know how to do that. I'm just not that smart, Dr. Fauci. Please teach me how to be a clairvoyant. You know, because we do find out things down the road, and I'm not saying not to get a vaccine. I'm amazed also at how many people just ignore all the evidence of ivermectin. Just ignore it. Ugh. Let's just downplay it. I just looked at another Israeli study the other day, and there, you know, it's just the evidence is overwhelmingly in support of ivermectin, but you don't hear that on the news, and that's disappointing. But I think the word has gotten out to everyone else. You know, the main thing with the vaccine, people ask me every day, you know, can you guarantee me it won't do something in 5 or 10 years? No. Have you been vaccinated, Dr. Green? Yes. Mm-hmm. Why did you do it? Well, I did it before the vaccine mandate came out because I just thought it was the right thing to do for my patients, so they were comfortable coming to see me. But it is still the best protection we have against death and hospitalization, mm-hmm. but not 100%. There was another interesting thing on ABC News, of all things, and I was listening before I headed out the door one day. And by the way, people, I remind you, these are my opinions, not CHI's opinions. Same thing with Ed. And they're not our producer's opinions, just mine. Just like Joe Rogan can speak his mind to Sanjay Gupta, so can I. That being said, the background, they said, wow, we're so happy to report. It was on the ABC Morning News, Good Morning America, that in most children, when they're getting a coronavirus infection right now, COVID-19, it's a minor cold for them. And they were so thankful, they said, and the rates of infection were actually down. New cases were down. And I thought, wow, that's actually reassuring. Did I hear that right? In the next sentence. So that just underlines why everybody needs to go out and get their vaccination now. Get your children vaccinated. I went, what? Wait a minute. You just said that they were mild. so they're going to have natural immunity. I know that from the Cleveland Clinic study. The majority, granted, are there exceptions? Yes. So all the hate mail that's going to come in, no. We didn't say there are no adverse reactions, that there are no bad outcomes. Yes. But there are also people who've gotten the COVID vaccination who have had blood clots or myocarditis. I mean, it can go badly either way. And only the good Lord knows what's going to happen to you if you get COVID or if you get a vaccination, whether it's going to go well or badly for you. It's still your choice as to what you do.
And that's where you and I, we both completely agree, even though we slightly disagree a little bit on the vaccine, but not significantly. But the fact is that the mandate for the vaccine and the forcing of it is where I really have falling down on this whole policy.
Well, I tend to bucket the goads, as they say, if anybody tries to force me to do much of anything. Mm-hmm. I just don't like to be forced into something. I like to choose myself. So that doesn't go that well. It doesn't sit well with me. But yeah, you're right. I'm pro-vaccine, and I still think that it can reduce the risk of death and hospitalization, and that's mm-hmm. a good thing.
It is, and ivermectin is another perfect story of censorship and propaganda. I have ivermectin myself. I always find ways to to get what I want, because there's always a plan B, C, and D. However, it's getting more difficult because a lot of pharmacies will not fill it. And I do want to say that I really had saw a great post on quercetin. That is a natural product that everybody sells, and I'm a huge fan of it, but more so even now. And that's the other blessing of COVID is, whether it be medically or nutritionally oriented, we've had to dig deeper into new research, analyzing old research, trying to determine what can we embrace that is safe and effective. Well, quercetin, used as an adjunct to early treatment, has shown extremely positive results because it acts about 75% as active as hydroxychloroquine alone, which is one of the other safer drugs, in my opinion, if given early. Early is the key. You don't wait till somebody's on a ventilator and then expect ivermectin and these things to work. I won't say it's not too late, but you've limited yourself. Well, quercetin clears viruses faster. Very strong research on that. Reduces the length of hospitalization. Reduce the need for oxygen because it's antiviral, anti-blood clotting, and anti-inflammatory, and it has zero side effect. It's a natural product out of foods, and you take it twice a day. So quercetin will be something I will use forever, but I certainly will based on the place we are within the world of health. I want to say and switch real quickly because I don't want to leave this out. I talked about the lady with the registered dietitian, as far as the Holistic Navigator is my podcast, and this is on how to have a perfect poop. And again, my podcast, The Holistic Navigator's number one most listened to is constipation, which was an older one about 2 years ago. Well, Sarah is a registered dietitian and founder of what's called the Fearless Fig, F-I-G, Fearless Fig. And her mission is to find personalized solutions for high-achieving women to improve their digestion, decrease bloating, and achieve the perfect one wipe poop. I love that. She came up, if you have the perfect poop, you're going to have a one wipe poop.
Well, but Charmin would pay her just not to publish that.
That's funny. I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah. She's going to be threatening the toilet paper companies.
Maybe we have another toilet paper shortage.
Yeah. So I encourage people who are really struggling with this because it's not something that's taken lightly by me. I understand the implications. I mean, I cannot stand myself to be bloated because I have not eliminated well. I'm very fortunate. I've, again, created a system that I think – for me, my routines and systems support me very well as long as I don't get too frozen within them and allow myself to have some flexibility. But we got to have a toolbox, and we have to have the techniques that work for each individual person. So if you're a woman, I'm sure it'll apply to a man too. But this, she's going more for educating, and she does do one-on-one counseling.
The rates are higher in ladies. It's true.
It is, isn't it?
Many men are glad to escape into the bathroom with a book and get away from everybody. So my grandfather called it the library. Sorry, Granddad.
Maybe it's because men eat so much more grease and bad things. Maybe. I don't know. I want to say also real quickly, not to reiterate my Zunta bar, which is coming out in 10 days, but here is the ingredients of the new Zunta bar. Organic almond butter, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, tapioca fiber, chicory root, unsweetened chocolate chips, sunflower oil, but the kind that is healthy, natural flavors, vanilla extract, Himalayan pink salt, organic cinnamon, and monk fruit. Now, here's the numbers.
Now I'm hungry. Great.
280 calories. We want bars that are substantial in calories. And what I'm a huge fan of leaning toward a keto diet, of course. So this bar was formulated somewhat for me. Total fat, 19 grams. Wow. But guess what that does? It keeps your blood sugar lower. It keeps your appetite down and keeps your energy higher. Total carbs is 19, but there's 13 grams of fiber. That means when you take the 13 grams of fiber off the 19, there's only about 5 carbs in this bar, and it's 15 grams of protein. And it's now officially gluten-free, so people who are gluten-free diets can consume this. So I look forward to being able to bring you a box of bars, hopefully within 2 weeks.
Oh, I can't wait. And so many times gluten-free products just don't have the same flavor.
No, they don't.
It's not as good.
But in this case, it will be.
Oh, I know you, and it will be.
I go to Jason's every day on on weekends to have lunch.
Is their salad bar back to actual normal now?
It is normal. Completely, okay, 100% normal. It's one of the few places that have healthy olive oil. That's one of the big things I really, really emphasize in my diet and other people is at least once a day, do a tablespoon or two of olive oil. It protects your cardiovascular system and memory with a really, really nice big study that was done. But I do get, I try to eat more carbs on weekends because I only limit to 50 to 60 during the week. So I've been getting a gluten-free grilled cheese sandwich with my salad bar at Jason's, and it's pretty good.
Nice.
Because you're right. Most gluten-free is not as good as we want it to be. But
and then over to Trader Joe's.
I've only been over there one time. I don't know why. I just can't get into going.
I just had to bring it up. I've got to go there one day.
You haven't been?
No. Well, I live on the other side of town. It's not
true.
Convenient.
That's true.
That's why I keep telling them, please open one to North Shore, somewhere closer, anywhere.
Yeah. Well, make the visit one day. Make the visit. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Always looking forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Android or iPhone. Well, life over the last year and a half during the pandemic has left a lot of people feeling alone and isolated. So, let's talk about how much we actually need each other. I often remind my patients how important it is to encourage one another as we travel down this road called life. Sometimes we even have to pull each other along when one of us does not have the strength to do it anymore. Life can be difficult, and we are made to work in community, not isolation. Let's look at a couple of verses. First, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, compares us in community to a body, saying that the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The Bible also compares our lives to a walk. We are not supposed to sit still in life with a stagnant existence. No, we are to live our lives with a fierce determination. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, we are reminded that as we receive Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in Him. Like Jesus told us, He came to give us real life. That's life with a capital L, people. It seems clear that we were never meant to journey through life alone. This is not a married versus single issue either. I'm referring to community. Now, some may say that they can walk alone and, in fact, may prefer it that way. They can proceed at their own pace and never feel pressured, never feel rushed, and they can go at their own pace. I would counter by reminding you that we need others to walk with us through life. Life together is safer, as we have wise counsel and other points of view that allow us to see our options and obstacles, as well as risks, more clearly. Life together is more supportive. There is an old Zambian proverb that teaches that when you run alone, you run fast. But when you run together, you run far. Life is more like an endurance sport than a sprint, and we need to have support to finish strong. Well, life together, by the way, is also smarter. We learn from our community of friends. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 says that whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. We need our community of friends to know when we have gone off of the wise path and their support and wisdom to get back onto that path. So, you need other people in your life to help you grow into the person you are meant to be and to live the life God intends for you. Well, God Himself, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, are in perfect community, and in His love He has designed us to function best and grow most effectively in community, enabling us to live our lives fiercely and with passion. Let me close with a quote from Walter Winchell. A real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
What a great way to end a story. That I love that. And the fact that we do need support. We need support. And find the people who we trust that can offer that. I read a really interesting, and I've got to make it quick here, but it was about Abraham Lincoln. It said, do you know what one of the last things Abraham Lincoln ever said? As he sat in the box at Ford's Theater and waited for the play to start, Lincoln turned to his wife and said, how I should like to visit Jerusalem sometime. Well, within minutes, an assassin would fire a bullet into his brain. Within hours, he would be dead. And really, the point is, you know, life has a way of stripping away all of our reasons bare, of humbling our plans and assumptions. We must live, as Marcus Aurelius said, as if death hangs over us, because it does. We cannot put off until tomorrow, he said, what we can do today, whether that's being good or telling people we love them or going to places we wish to go. No one knows what the future holds. No one knows how much time we have left, so do not delay. Do not just wish. Do not wait. Do it now. Wait while you still have time, while you still have a chance. And you know, I started making a joke of myself after my divorce about 8 years ago, and then I was going to use my middle name, change it to Yes. And I actually have. There's so many things in my whole life before I turned 58 that I would just say no to. If I hadn't met you back then, Dr. Green, and you said, would you like to go eat at this new place? I'd probably said no, because I was too hardwired into only comfort decisions, and I was not going to step out of that box. Well, I made a decision about 8 years ago. If it wasn't going to hurt someone else and was not potentially dangerous, I'm going to say yes to anything that comes in my path. And it's been one of the best additions to my life, because half the things I said yes to, I'll probably never do again, but the other half have become treasures to me. Everything from trips to motorcycle to meeting people to having fun to saying yes to tequila about 5 years ago to things I would have never tried before. So I encourage people, have that yes.
That's love that. You know, that happened to me about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I had a new friend encourage me in the same way. He said, you know, you're not doing these things out of fear. You're afraid to take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I started analyzing. I went, you know, he's right.
Yeah.
And there was so much I didn't do that I said no to, but I was just overly cautious, fearful, living life in fear. And like my middle daughter said, be you fiercely. And that is, you know, we say that all the time here. I like to say that. I love that. Thank you, Hannah Faith, for that. You know, but you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall down. That's fine. Take those chances. Take the risk. Say yes.
Say yes. And that's inspirational to me too, Dr. Green, because the thing is, we make excuses for why we said no, but you're right. 95% of the time, it's because of fear. It's not because of any logical reasons, but yet we try to come up with these plastic excuses as to why I can't do something. And I'm just not going to be like Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to go ahead and embrace it as best I can within a reasonable time, because as we all always say, we're not promised tomorrow.
And that's not a negative thing.
It's
You're just cherishing today, cherishing this moment.
That's why caring death on your shoulder is a positive if you do it appropriately. It's not a burden, actually. It opens up the quality of life, because if we thought we've got 40 more years, well, I can waste today. There's plenty of days left. We don't.
Solomon said the same basic thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. And we thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and stay strong, people. Stay strong. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.